Good morning to everyone, and Merry Christmas. During our recent Christmas Eve candlelight service at Lyerly Community Church, we read many of the traditional and familiar scriptures regarding the birth of Jesus. We also read in John chapter 1 where the Apostle John talked about the pre-existence of Jesus before his human birth. Let me read a couple of those verses to you this morning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Later in John chapter 8, in verse 12, Jesus personally declared, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In the Gospel of John, the author has recurring themes, evil versus good, wickedness versus righteousness, light versus darkness. Friends, I think most of you would agree that there are many dark places in the world we live in today. There are numerous dark, oppressive governments in the world. There are evil people committing evil and dark atrocities against others. And we all experience, at least from time to time, our own personal darkness. Maybe it's the darkness of poor physical health, inoperable cancer, chronic pain. You could be in the darkness of an unhealthy, toxic relationship. It might be some addiction that causes one to walk in darkness. Maybe it's the heavy darkness of mental illness. It's a sobering fact that, during the holidays of Christmas and New Year's, many suffer from dark, dark depression. Sadly, these holidays have the highest suicide rates of the year. And anyone who has ever contemplated suicide will certainly agree that that is a very dark place to be in. But brethren, here's the good news. Whatever darkness you may find yourself in, we must remember that Jesus Christ offers us supernatural light in the midst of our darkest human situations. Friends, regardless of any darkness present in our lives right now, we can rest assured that if we allow Jesus to remain in our lives throughout the coming year, He will light the way. In Jesus we live, in Jesus we move, and in Jesus we have our being. It is in His light that shines in our darkness. Regardless of the type of darkness, brethren, His light is always more powerful. Amen.